And I'll say this, this past month-ish that I've been here, I want to thank you all. And I know this might sound silly, but God has used you to heal big chunks of my heart and my life. God has restored in many ways in my own life joy that was missing. A good friend of mine, we were sitting out playing softball Thursday, and he's an older guy, he's great. His name's Travis, and he was my, I saw on Facebook that you're the pastor of the first. He's like, man, I'm so excited for you. I said, man, thanks. He's like, man, I'd just been praying for the longest time that God would restore your joy. And so I want to thank you. Not because you all are perfect, not because I'm perfect, but God has used you to heal this broken heart, to be a part of healing this broken heart. Now, does that mean it's ever going to be perfect and we're ever going to get over it? Man, losing someone, losing it changes you, it wounds you. But I'm so grateful that through all of the twists and the turns, through all of the ups and the downs and the doubts and the anger and the frustration and all of the hurt and all of the pain, that God didn't give up on me, that he said, Donnie, I still want you. I'm welcoming you. Welcome me into your life. And listen, continue to pursue. Don't isolate. Don't remove. Twofold challenge for us this morning. Are we going to welcome Jesus into our lives? And then secondly, are we going to follow him? Are we going to stand up? Are we going to take that step? Are we going to continue to push in even though life is difficult? Even though the journey is exceedingly hard? And I want to thank you guys. I know that's not the best way to always end a sermon, but it's true. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the joy that you have put back into this guy's life. I can't wait to see what God's going to do as we welcome him this morning into our lives. Man, maybe today is the day that you trust Jesus just like I did as that awkward, nerdy, soon-to-be freshman in high school. In a few moments, we're going to have an opportunity to respond an invitation. If you need Jesus today, if you need to welcome him into your life, what better day than today? We can throw a party. Hey, Vicky can play some crazy, crazy songs on that piano. I mean that, right? No. Crazy in a good way. But also maybe this. Maybe God is telling you, listen, it's time to, even in the difficult moments, in the pain, in the heartache, to not run away, but to stand and to take that step back to Jesus. In a few moments, we're going to pray and we're going to have an opportunity for you to respond. Man, if you're here and you need Jesus in any way, please feel free. The altar is open. I'll be down front. If you need to talk to someone, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is, would you simply say yes to him this morning? Welcome him into your hearts. Stand and take those steps towards him. Would you bow with me in prayer? God, you're good. And oftentimes in my life, that's been so hard to say. God, you're faithful, and oftentimes in my life, that's been so hard to say. God, I pray that we would welcome you this morning. God, that we would trust you for the very first time. God, that you would do a miracle in our lives, that we would celebrate that your forgiveness is available and that you love us. And may today be the day of salvation for so many of us in this room. And God, when life becomes difficult and when life becomes hard, I pray that we would stand, not because we're strong, but because you're with us, not because we have it all figured out, because we don't, but because we know that ultimately you are good and that you are faithful. And God, I pray that we would take those steps to you this morning. God, I pray that just as these kids said this morning, that we would decide to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Would you stand as we have a time of invitation?